Lecture topic, Our Beloved Mother.
Inna alhamdulillah. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحق بحسن صحابتي يا رسول الله قال أمك قال ثم من قال أمك قال ثم من قال أمك قال ثم من قال أبوك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, among the many bounties and favors of Allah Ta'ala upon insan, one is the great ni'mat of parents. It is unfortunate and tragic that the reality of this ni'mat generally dawns upon us very late. And some are those unfortunate children that the reality dawns upon them after their parents have left this world. If a person studies Quran and Hadith, he will safely come to this conclusion that after Allah and His Rasul, after the rights of Allah and His Rasul, he is most obligated to his parents. And furthermore, if he does a more intricate study of Quran and Hadith, and he analyzes the ahadith and the verses, he will come to the conclusion that as far as servitude is concerned, his obligation is manifold more to his mother than that to his father. Hence we find there are sufficient ahadith in the compilation of hadith that explain and express this particular theory that after Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest obligation goes out to our parents. The Ayat-e Karima is one verse among many verses that I have selected for discussion. Wallah brothers, to honor your mother on one day which the world calls Mother's Day is an insult. In Islam, every day is a Mother's Day and every day is a Father's Day. There is no day that you are not duty bound to her. Listen to what Allah has to say, where Allah will now arouse your sentiments and conscientize you of your obligation to your mother, whose challenges and whose difficulties started prior to you coming in this world. From the very conception, from that day onwards, your mother was in pain for you. The Quran says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And we have enjoined upon man to be dutiful to his parents, to be obligated, to be obliging. Then Allah singles out his duty, the duty of man towards his mother. Allah says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. His mother bore him with pain. She delivered him with pain. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. She bore him, then she delivered him, she suckled him, and then weaning him off. The Quran says it took a great portion of 2.5 to 3 years of the strength of this woman, the energy of this woman, the abilities of this woman in this initial stage and in this first development phase of yours, O insan. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. And this particular bond, where Allah singles out the favor to the mother, is a very critical juncture, is a very critical relation between mother and child. Perhaps if you have to analyze the bond between any two humans, the strongest of bonds that exist is between a nursing mother and her nursing child, between a suckling mother and her suckling child. That is why the commencing and the opening verses of Surah Hajj, where Allah describes the severity of the day of Qiyamah and the supreme horror of the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذَهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. It will be that day when a nursing mother will become negligent and will abandon her nursing child. So when this relation will not remain, which is the strongest of relation, naturally no other relation will avail you. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And a pregnant woman will abort her fetus. Nevertheless, the Quran makes mention in this ayat, 3 times Allah speaks about the duty towards your mother. Brothers, wallah, the love of a mother is unparalleled. The love of a mother is unparalleled. We find when Allah Ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam's mother, وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعي. That one side, children have been killed cold-blooded in the laps of their mother. Naturally, the fear, the hysteria of the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, every woman can understand it. A woman is possessive over her children. If anybody just stretches a big eye, the woman cuddles that child, embraces that child. Here the fear is that Fir'aun is going to slaughter my child. Allah inspires the mother of Musa. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. And we inspired the mother of Musa that suckle your child. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. And when you fear that the intelligence of Pharaoh will locate your child, then don't fear, put him in a basket and let him sail in the river Nile. وَلَا تَخَافِي غَرْقَهُ وَلَا تَحْزَنِي فِرَاقَهُ. Don't fear his separation, and don't fear his drowning, and don't lament his separation. إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ. We will return this child to you. So on the command of Allah Ta'ala, she complies and she puts her child. But naturally there is a clash of emotions. She's overpowered by the sentiments of motherhood. So the Quran says, إِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَتْنَا. A mother is seeing a child off at the airport, 5-year-old child, going with her brother. But again she's looking, you'll be okay my baby, look after my child, you'll be well my darling. Can you see, she's releasing, yet there is clash. Yet the mother is putting a baby, a child, an infant, in a basket to float in the river Nile, on the command of Allah. Again, overpowered by emotions and sentiments. The Quran says, إِن كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَتْنَا. She was on the verge of divulging the secret of Allah. And she was about to say, bring that basket back, it's my child, what is to happen? لَوْلَا أَرَّبَتْنَا. But we inspired her, we gave her encouragement, and we motivated her, and she allowed this basket to sail. Brothers, every woman's story will be different when she conceived you. Your mother will tell you your story, my mother will tell me my story. Wallah, the hadith says, because your mother has conceived you, that justifies your obligation, not as long as she lives, but even after she leaves this world. رَبِّ رْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh my Allah, I have failed in fulfilling the rights of my mother. Wallah, I implore you, I beseech you, I beg you. What has happened to that boy who has grown up today and has taken a woman in his nikah? By all means, but have you dropped and have you lost your morals so much that you sit in seclusion with your partner and cherish and speak ill of your mother? The earth must split and swallow such a person. That boy who sits with his wife and speaks ill of his mother and agrees with his wife, yes, my beloved, mommy is like that. Mommy makes those silly mistakes. May the earth split upon such a man. Wallah, you will find another wife, you'll never find another mother. Just as Allah says, oh my servant, I remember you when you remember me, and I forget you when you remember me. The time you forgot me also, Allah thinks of you. That child who is visiting his mother, he is in the du'as of his mother. But the child who has abandoned his mother and this time is not speaking to his mother, Allah's qasam, till today his mother is crying for him. His mother does not forget him, even if you've forgotten your mother. Brothers, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother, then again overpowered by emotions. We will come to this topic, and I want to focus on this here. Unfortunately, it's a very hostile relation between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And I want to mention certain inputs. As a husband, what is our role? What does Allah demand from us? Of course, if we are going to sacrifice the right of anyone, it's a very, very sensitive place that we have to tread as sons and husbands. One side is your mother, one side is your wife. But inshallah, in the light of few ahadith, I will explain to you your duty, and I will give you an option in the light of Quran and hadith, how you can, mend this relation and come to a workable, suitable solution. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother then tells her daughter, that is the sister of Musa, now you walk on the side of the river Nile and see what happens to this. Again, emotion. Allah tells her, I will return this child to you. But the mother is the mother. She can't forget. She went through that pain. That is why it is written in Kitab, in Mustadraf, fi kulli fannin mustadraf, when Sayyidina Musa, Allah endows him with prophethood, and he becomes the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah speaks with him. In this riwayat, it comes, Allah conveyed to him more than 3,500 advices. But the final time when Musa spoke to Allah, he said, Ausini, oh Allah, advise me. Allah said, Usika bi ummik. Oh Musa, my advice to you is be dutiful to your mother. He said, oh Allah, something of pertinence. Usika bi ummik. Oh Musa, who is Musa? The one whom Allah spoke to. Who is Musa? The one on whom Torah was revealed. Who is Musa? Open Muslim Sharif, second volume. Who even sent the angel of death back? And the angel of death went to Allah and said, Arsaltani ila abdin la yuridul maut. That very Musa, Allah says, oh Musa, be dutiful. The discussion persisted. And in the end, Allah told him, oh Musa, listen. Inna ridaha ridaya. Oh Musa, if you have secured the joy of your mother, you've secured my joy. Oh Musa, if your mother is hurt with you, I am hurt with you. Brothers, Allah speaks about the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran. In his infancy, in his childhood, he spoke that those who had leveled allegations against his mother, he refutes those allegations. Inni abdullah, I am the servant of Allah. The first statement that Jesus has uttered in his entire life, recorded in the Quran, the first statement he has ever uttered in his life is acknowledging his servitude to Allah and denying being a deity. I don't know where people come with conclusions that he is God. The Quran quoting the first statement of this man in his childhood and his infancy is that I am the servant of Allah. Nevertheless, that's not the focus of discussion. He says, Allah has blessed me with a kitab. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. And Allah has made me his prophet. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ. And he has ordained the performance of salah and the discharging of zakat. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. And Allah has made me one that I am exceptionally kind to my mother. Allah speaks about the salient qualities of the various prophets. Allah highlights the outstanding qualities of Yahya alayhi salam in the Quran. وَمُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا. One who will be a leader. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيًّا. We have given him such a name that nobody previously had this name. And then Allah says, وَحَسُورًا. One who has absolutely no inclination towards women. This was the independent quality of Sayyidina Yahya, who had absolutely no inclination towards women. And then Allah says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْ. One who was kind to his parents. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. Was not overbearing. Wallah, brothers, the love of a mother is unparalleled. The riwayat appears in both Bukhari and Muslim. Some prisoners of war were brought before Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba and Nabi alayhi sallam observing this. One woman, suddenly she lost sight of her child. So she was running to and fro, anxiously, where is my child, where is my child? Wallah, she doesn't look at time, she doesn't look at health, she doesn't look at wealth. The riwayat appears in Bayhaqi and Muslim. One woman comes to the door of Aisha radiallahu anha. Oh Aisha, I am begging. One daughter on the right, one daughter on the left. Aisha radiallahu anha takes her 3 pieces of dates. She gives it to the mother. The mother gives one to this child, one to that sibling, and the mother is about to take the third one. The children ate their respective dates, and they look towards the mother with desire. That, oh mother, give us that one also. Wallah, brothers, let's be honest, me and you, maybe we'll tell your wife, you know, take your child and go in the other room. I'm hungry, you put up another pot of food for him. But it is that mother that will sacrifice her plate of food, who will get up from her bed, who doesn't know health, who doesn't know wealth, who doesn't know time, who doesn't know venue. What has happened to you, O youth of today, O competent youth, O potential youth, the one who have excelled in this world, but you have forgotten the obligation of your mother. I wonder if you are progressing or retrogressing. She takes that date, she then splits it, half to this baby, half to that baby. Aisha radiallahu anha observes with anxiety. The Nabi of Allah returns. Oh Nabi of Allah, a peculiar thing happened today. What's it, Aisha? A woman came begging, I gave her 3 pieces of dates. She gave one to one child, one to the other. The daughters looked with desire. She split that, she gave half here, half there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, I make you my witness. Jannat is wajib for that woman. لَقَدْ دَخَلَتْ بِذَٰلِكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Have you forgotten this mother of yours? Nevertheless, this woman is running to and fro trying to locate her child. Wherever Allah has likened his love, Allah has likened it to say, I love you more than your mother, not to the father. Why? Because the love of a mother is unique. So anyway, this woman finally catches sight of her child. Then the hadith says, أَلْزَقَتْهُ بِبَطْنِهَا. She draws the child close. And then she suckles the child. Nabi alayhi salam tells the sahaba, أَتَرَوْنَ هَذِي الْمَرْأَ طَارِحَةً بِوَلَدِهَا فِي النَّارِ. Oh my sahaba, do you think this woman will ever abandon this child? You've seen the love she displayed. You think she'll ever neglect this child? Sahaba said, no, never. Nabi alayhi salam said, لَاللَّهُ أَرْحَمُ بِعِبَادِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ بِوَلَدِهَا. I swear by Allah, Allah loves his servants more than this woman loves this child. When Sayyidina Musa was separated from his brother and he goes to Mount Tur, and then he returns, and in the interim, a person by the name of Samiri initiates the worship of a calf. And then Musa returns angry. رَجَعَ مُوسَى غَضْبَانَ أَسِفَى. Angry, upset. So then he comes to his brother and he grabs his brother. And here again, just to digress, the Quran says he grabs him by his beard. The commentators deduce that from this we can well imagine the length of the beard was sufficient that he could grasp onto it. This is something that the commentators have mentioned. Brothers, while I digress, I may add on 2 other points. There's one sin that I have, out of my own humble analysis I have come to, that it is a sin by itself, it's one sin, but it leads to thousands of sins, and that is misusing of the sight. It's one sin by itself, but it opens up the doors of a lot of evils. And there is one good that I have personally seen in many people. It's one good by itself, but wallah, it opens up the doors of thousands of goods, and that is the lengthening of the beard. As long as you will not lengthen your beard and resemble the appearance of Nabi alayhi salam, you will camouflage your identity wherever you travel. Let's be honest, brothers, and let's acknowledge it from our heart. You will camouflage and you will disguise. But yes, this will clearly depict you in society as a Muslim, as a lover of the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this one quality will motivate you further and enhance your spirituality towards the obedience of Allah ta'ala. Nevertheless, Musa alayhi salam grabs his brother. The brother then seeks the sympathy. So he says, Yabna Umma, oh the son of my mother. He doesn't say, oh my brother, oh my biological brother. He says, oh the son of my mother. The commentators say when he used the word mother, he was playing on sensitive grounds. He was using the term sympathy. Mother denotes sympathy. Wherever the term mother is used, it means sympathy. The hadith I quoted in the beginning, the riwayat is in Bukhari Sharif. A person comes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, who is most deserving for my best relation? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother. O Nabi of Allah, next in merit, your mother. O Nabi of Allah, next in merit, your mother. O Nabi of Allah, after that, then on the fourth instance, the Nabi of Allah says, your father. Three times in succession, the Nabi of Allah says, your mother. One sahabi comes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, aradtu al-jihad. O Nabi of Allah, I want to go in the path of Allah and fight in the path of Allah. وَجِئْتُ أَسْتَشِيرُكَ, but I thought I will come and put my situation before you and take advice from you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَلْ لَكَ مِنْ أُمِّنْ, do you have a mother? I said, yes. The sahabi says, I answered, yes. Nabi alayhi sallam said, إِلْزَمْهَا فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ إِنَّ رِجْلِهَا, go and secure a good relation with your mother. Serve your mother and Jannah is yours. Brothers, this hadith, many a times we want to apply it on other situations. Delay your vacation and serve your mother. Delay your holiday and serve your mother, and the Nabi of Allah says it is Jannah for you. Another hadith, in Durr-e Manthoor, Allah Akbar, when I read this riwayat, Nabi alayhi salam says, Abdullah ibn Umar is the narrator of this hadith. Listen to this, brothers. لَنَوْمُكَ عَلَى السَّرِيرِ بَيْنَ وَالِدَيْكَ وَتُضْحِكَهُمَا وَيُضْحِكَانِكَ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ جِهَادِكَ بِالسَّيْفِ. Oh my sahabi, your presence, sitting on a bed, the words of the hadith, you're sleeping or sitting on a bed in front of your mother and bringing joy to her. Just bringing happiness to her. Wallah, that is what the mothers are wanting. How many mothers told me, the only complaint I have is tell my son not to shout me. Tell him not to be vulgar. Tell him not to be harsh with me. Tell him not to raise his voice in front of his wife. That woman who came in his life today, has he forgotten me for the sake of this one woman? Oh my sahabi, it is better for you to sit in front of your mother, tudhikahuma, and make her laugh. When thousands of youth are making their mothers cry, where are those youth that will make their mothers smile? When thousands of youth are making their mothers restless, where are those youth that will bring soothe and joy and happiness? That when the mother turns this side, it's a pain of agony for one child that is away from home. When will it be when the other son can come and bring joy and happiness? That when she thinks of you also, it's joy. When she lifts her hands also, it's dua. When she, in the dead of night also, your thought comes, it must be dua. Nabi alayhi salam says, your presence before your mother and telling a happy word and telling a good word is better for you than holding the sword in your hand and fighting in the ferocious battle and killing the kuffar. Bringing joy to your mother at your home is better for you. So this sahabi comes, O Nabi of Allah, I want to make jihad, but I have come to take your permission. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do you have any parents? I said, yes, I have my mother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِيهَا فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ فَأَنْتَ حَجٌّ وَمُعْتَمِرٌ وَمُجَاهِدٌ. Secure your relation with your mother. If you have done that, in the eyes of Allah, you made hajj also, you made umrah also, you made jihad also. If you've done that, you've made hajj, you've made umrah, you've made jihad, you've made everything. Secure your relation. Allahu Akbar, one sahabi says, I was sitting with Nabi alayhi salam in a place called Jirrana. And Nabi alayhi salam was giving some meat to those sahaba that were sitting. يَقْسِمُ لَحْمًا إِذْ أَقْبَلَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ. Suddenly one woman came advancing towards the Nabi of Allah. He stood up in respect, in awe. بَسَتَ لَهَا رِدَاءَهُ. He took out his shawl. He told the sahaba to move. And he told the woman to come and sit down. Sahaba all perplexed. Who is this woman that enjoys such hospitality at the hands of Nabi alayhi salam? The sahabi was the narrator of the hadith says, I tapped the other sahabi. I said, who is this woman? So he said, هِيَ أُمُّهُ أَلَّتِي إِرْضَعَتْهُ. This is his foster mother who suckled him when he was a child. Brothers, this is the obligation to a foster mother. You tell me, what will be your obligation to your biological mother? Allahu Akbar. I haven't got time to explain. Mufti Taqi Uthmani Damat Barakatum writes in the Risala, where he speaks about Hajj and Qurbani, on page 29. He says, when Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was taken by the father to be slaughtered on the command of Allah, and they came at that precise location where son and father got ready on the command of Allah. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. And then the son tells the father, oh my father, I think preferably you turn my head down so that there's no eye contact, so that you do not become reluctant while you slaughter. It must not happen, there's eye contact and then there's a bit of reluctancy while you are in the order of Allah. But then he goes on to say, and that's the point I deduce from this quotation. Oh my father, when you slaughter me, in my human reaction I will kick. And when I kick, my clothes will be stained with blood. And believe it or not, this will be the only garment that my mother will cherish. I don't want it to be stained with blood to aggravate the agony of my mother when I'm gone. Once upon a time, the Ismail of this ummah was so sensitive to the sentiments of his mother, who took into cognizance the joy of his mother while dying on the command of Allah. What has happened to the Ismail of today that boldly, loudly, clearly, repeatedly, aggressively speaks to his mother in the presence of his mother? The Nabi of Allah said, no farz namaz, no nafil namaz, no hajj, no zakat is accepted of that man who gives preference to his wife over his mother. One person came to Hussein radiallahu anhu. You're such a pious man, but I never see you eating with your mother. He said, come, I tell you why I don't. أَخَافُ أَن تَسْبَقَ يَدِي يَدَهَا إِلَى مَا تَسْبَقُ عَيْنَيْهَا. If I eat with my mother, I fear, out of the sheer respect that I have for her, it mustn't happen that her gaze falls on a morsel and I pick up that morsel which she has intended to eat. If I do that, I consider myself to be disobedient to my mother. Brothers, there are riwayat upon riwayat in the books of hadith. Two things I want to still mention. One is, as I mentioned, the relation between mother and wife. This is a very sensitive relation. I personally have been involved in many marriages which are in jeopardy because of this relation. I'm going to present two hadith to substantiate my pattern of thought in what I am suggesting and advocating at this juncture. It's very important, it's very sensitive. The first hadith is narrated in Jam'ul Fawaid. The narrator of the hadith is Aisha radiallahu anha. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَعْظَمُ النَّاسِ حَقًّا أَعْظَمُ النَّاسِ حَقًّا عَلَى الرَّجُلِ أُمُّهُ وَأَعْظَمُ النَّاسِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمَرْأَةِ زَوْجُهَا. The greatest obligation a woman owes is to her spouse and her husband. And the greatest obligation a man owes is to his mother. Let's analyze this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first hadith, the greatest obligation on a man is to his mother, and the greatest obligation on a woman is to her husband. The second hadith, it's narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, it's in Bayhaqi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man asbaha muti'an lillahi fi walidayhi. He who gets up obeying Allah with regards to his parents, asbaha lahu babani maftuhani min al-jannah. He gets up in such a way, the two doors of Jannat are open for him. وَمَنْ أَصْبَحَ عَصِيًا لِلَّهِ فِي وَالِدَيْهِ. And he who gets up disobeying Allah with regards to the relation of his parents. While you and I sit here and I focus on the elderly people with utmost respect, perhaps you might think this is a wonderful topic for my son to be present. I'm asking you, oh my respected father, and oh my respected uncle, those that are elder than me in age, with utmost respect, while you want your son to respect you, my cry to you is, my call to you is, when last have you visited the grave of your mother? When last have you visited the grave of your father? The riwayat appears in Musnad Ahmad. The Nabi of Allah says, some people enjoy high abodes in Jannah. Then they ask Allah, Allah, but I did not perform this. Allah says, no, every day your son is making dua for you. This is the reward. Brothers, I'm addressing a congregation that is fairly affluent. Allah has given you wealth. The Nabi of Allah says, one of the best ways you can reward your parents after their demise is to initiate Sadaqah Jariyah. Sadaqah Jariyah has various forms. One of the best things the Nabi of Allah says is to make water available to people. Nabi alayhi salam says, make water available to people. Some remote place, some jungle, some part of Africa, where people will come and drink that water. Brothers, wallah, you can give your health and your wealth. Like one man told me so sadly, he says, Maulana, I'm so sad that when I had my parents, I didn't have hidayat, nor did I have wealth. Allah took my parents away. Today Allah gave me health also, Allah gave me wealth also. I have the money. I wish I could take them for hajj, but they are gone. I wish I could take them for... One day I spoke about the respect of parents, and I came out, there were a lot of brothers that were crying. He came to me, one brother, he embraced me. He says, Molana, you are lucky, you can go and knock the door of your mother and ask for forgiveness. Ask me. I know how many times I've hurt my mother. Where do I knock? Who do I knock? What do I do? I spoke about, many years ago, I gave a talk. And I spoke about the harms of giving priority to your wife over your mother. As I walked out of the masjid, there was a brother who was sobbing. Literally sobbing, brothers. He came, he embraced me. And then he says, you know, today you've opened up a reality to my life. And you've opened my eyes. And I remember that brother, I wasn't even married. He says, Maulana, may Allah make it easy for you. And may Allah reward you for the advice that you have given me. But believe me, the day the reality will prevail on you. And this will stare at you, the situation is totally different. Nevertheless, I come back to this hadith, there's so much to mention. لَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْعُقُوكِ أَدْنَى مِنْ أُفٍ لَنَهَا عَنْ ذَلِكِ. If there was any way of disobeying your mother, less than the word uff, Allah would have even made that forbidden. فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَاقُ مَا شَاءَ أَنْ يَعْمَلِ. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, tell the disobedient son to do whatever he wants to. He will be deprived of the fragrance of Jannat. إِيَّاكُمْ وَحُقُوقَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. The riwayat appears in Abu Dawood. The Nabi of Allah says, whatever sin you do, Allah will punish you in Akhirat. But there's one sin if you do, Allah won't leave you here, nor will Allah leave you there. And that is disobedience to parents. Umar ibn Abdulaziz advises Ibn Mahran. He says, I give you three advices. لَا تَأْتِيَنَّ أَبْوَابَ الصَّلَاتِينَ وَإِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ نَهَيْتَهُمْ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ. Don't sit in the company of the kings and the rulers. Even if your endeavors are noble to invite them towards good, you will be engulfed with materialism. وَلَا تَخْلُوَنَّ بِمْرَأَةٍ وَإِنْ عَلَّمْتَهَا سُورَةً مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Don't sit in seclusion with a woman even if you are teaching the Quran. وَلَا تَصْحَبَنَّ عَاقًا لِوَالِدَيْهِ. Don't ever befriend a man who is disobedient to his parents. Allah has no regard for him. We conclude with this hadith where I urge the brothers in this gathering. Brothers, if you have offended your mother, from today onwards, I ask you to go back and speak to your wife and tell her. This is what I told my wife, and I mentioned it, and I've said it to a lot of times on a lot of occasions. Indeed, it's a hostile relation. Let me explain this hadith. Perhaps it will make it easier for you to comprehend what I'm saying. The Nabi of Allah says, if you disobey your parents, two doors of Jahannam are opened. The Sahabi says, but what happens if your parents oppose you and they oppress you? Nabi alayhi salam said, وَإِنْ ظَلَمَاهُ وَإِنْ ظَلَمَاهُ وَإِنْ ظَلَمَاهُ. Even if they oppress you not once or twice or thrice, if you disobey them, Jahannam is open for you. He will be guilty for his wrong, she will be guilty for her wrong. But as a child, at no rights is it correct for you to raise your voice in front of that woman that suckled you, that nursed you, that carried you, that bore you, that took you from pain to pain. Brothers, tell your wife from today onwards. Perhaps your relation between my mother and you is hostile. Whatever differences you have, take it in your heart and in your cover. If you will make me happy, and that's my concluding advice, let's look at the situation objectively. The greatest obligation of the wife is to the husband. The greatest obligation of the husband is to the mother. You serve my mother and don't wait for a jazakallah from my mother. I am happy with you. If I am happy with you, the Nabi of Allah says, your jannat is done. If my mother is happy with me, my jannat is done. That which is jeopardizing our marriages and breaking our marriages, why not look at it with a spiritual eye? Oh my wife, jannat is for you, jannat is for me. May Allah Ta'ala dawn upon us the reality of the ni'mat of our parents. Those of us that our parents are gone, brothers, let us go to their covers and cry. Let us make dua to Allah. Let us give charity in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Those of us that our parents are alive. We do not believe in Mother's Day. It's an insult to your mother to honor her one day in the year. Allah, every day, every moment, every second is a Mother's Day. And if you are going to give her a gift on a Mother's Day, then apart from it, you know, being wrong, you will be harmed because it is coming in the resemblance of the enemies of Islam. Every day take a gift, but of course not in the resemblance of kuffar. May Allah Ta'ala give our parents long life. May Allah give them barakat in their health and their wealth. May Allah give them a befitting reward. May Allah give them. Brothers, I know personally, with tears I can tell you, I was studying and I left the madrasa and I did not want to study. Allah reward my father who helped me with such kindness and love and mercy. I think of this and a shiver goes down my body, and he held me and he embraced me. He says, oh my boy, go and study, there's a future ahead. But with such kindness and love that he told me, if it wasn't for that advice, perhaps I would have never been here. May Allah give him the best of reward for the wonderful advices that he has given. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.